Hey everybody, welcome to Derby from the Balcony, a podcast about more than just left turns. I'm your host, Derailia. Thank you for joining me today. Last week was a fun-filled Derby week for the state of Michigan. Throughout the week, I did my best to find as much time on skates as possible. I also made my way over to Blue Pin Alley over in Manton, Michigan to skate with some friends. And last Friday, Traverse City Roller Derby put on two open skate events for the public on March 31st. And everything that I could see from videos and pictures was a resounding success. There was quite a few people at the 12 o'clock open skate and even more people at the 6 o'clock open skate that myself and several members of the Northern Michigan Skaters Group attended. Traverse City Roller Derby, if you're listening, I hope you do more. And I know the community does too. Thank you for all your hard work in coordinating and setting everything up and making these public open skates happen for the community. We really appreciate having a place to skate in Traverse City. Also, roller skate oriented, if you haven't picked up your copy of Roller Rag magazine, I highly recommend it. If you haven't submitted your story, your artwork to the magazine, reach out to Belle at Roller Rag Magazine. You can find them on Instagram or Facebook. Belle does a really great job of featuring skate stories and inspiration from the roller derby and skate community. And I gotta tell you, issue number 9 is my favorite. It may have a little something to do with my son having his first comic strip published in a magazine. He is so excited. Belle, thank you so much for this opportunity. It was also really fun to do with Malcolm. We tore up little pieces of paper and he drew by hand with different types of markers and pens how to skate with Buttony. And you can find that towards the back of issue 9 of Roller Rag magazine. As for this coming weekend, there's not much derby happening in the state of Michigan. Besides April 7th, there is a Meet the Team with Ann Arbor Roller Derby. It's the full moon in Carytown Market from 7 to 10 p.m. Make sure you check out their Instagram and Facebook for more details. And that wraps up everything I wanted to talk about before doing the Mitten Derby Minute. So, without further ado, I present you the Mitten Derby Minute. Starting us off last week, Detroit Men's Roller Derby traveled to Pittsburgh to take on the Undead Roller Derby team. Two members of Detroit Roller Derby, Cutter from Lakeshore and Slamwise Gamgee from Central Michigan Mayhem, played in their first game with Detroit Men's Roller Derby. Both of them say it was the most fun playing derby they've had in a long time. They're both looking forward to more practice with Detroit Men's Roller Derby and enjoyed the challenge. Ringmaster, who's a member of Detroit Men's Roller Derby, also coached his team Quad County Roller Derby in a scrimmage versus Motor City Disassembly Line, which is Detroit's C team. Motor City Kitty said she had a fabulous time playing with and against skaters that she skated with on various teams throughout the years in Detroit. Lansing Junior Derby had their first mixed scrimmage this past weekend. Also, I have to just stop for a second and point out that if you are not following Lansing Roller Derby or Lansing Junior Roller Derby, 10 out of 10 recommend. Their social media, whomever is running it, bravo. It is on point. I am loving the humor that you're bringing. Irish Hills Bombshells also took on Mid-Michigan Roller Derby on March 25th. This past week on Derby from the Balcony, we talked about setting weekly goals. And in the spirit of the title for this episode, Turn It Up, I found that several people were getting excited about the sunlight, being able to be outside, and really wanting to turn up their training. Some of the goals that we talked about this week were endurance and agility, edge work, having fast transitions from defense to offense and back, really working on effective follow-through hits, toe stop work, finding time to skate. I feel as though this is one that a lot of us struggle with, especially just before the warm weather hits outside, because it is difficult, especially in the state of Michigan, to find places to skate that aren't still covered in snow. Another topic that was mentioned was rehab and strengthening. So if you have any videos that you would like to share with your fellow Michigan Roller Derby friends, feel free to send me a link. I'll make sure and share them with those who posted their goals for the week. Toe stop work was not my forte, and in the future I could share some videos with edge work, but if you have any videos you'd love to share, please, please do not hesitate. In the spirit of progress and growth and turning it up, if you have an opportunity to record yourself and create footage, or if the scrimmage or the game that you're in has footage, I highly recommend watching footage of yourself because it is very helpful. And this footage can also help you with some of these derby goals that were mentioned this week. I just want to caution you to remind yourself when you're watching footage of yourself playing, especially for the first time, that watching this footage is a reminder of what you need to practice and that you are not expected to perfect these skills the first time you try them. Several high-level skaters and roller derby athletes practice day in and day out for hours on end. It is very rare that you find a skater who says, oh, hey, I'm going to go work on toe stop drills, goes and does the thing, and then walks away from that practice a rock star. So please be kind to yourself, paying attention to your positive self-talk. And just remember, if it's not something positive that you would say to your teammate, don't say those negative things to yourself. I know this week is a short issue. I don't have anybody lined up to interview this week. And quite frankly, I have so much skating on my plate that I did not reach out to anybody to interview. I want to thank those of you who reached out to me and sent me your quotes and your goals for the week. I will make sure to share the weekly goal post every Sunday on Facebook and Instagram. Feel free to message me privately if you'd like, share it publicly, or just do it yourself. Sometimes I think just seeing that reminder and setting short-term goals can really help us all check those boxes on the road to success. And just remember, success is not a straight line. Also, make sure you celebrate your successes. In every piece of game footage I've ever watched, there's always at least one thing that I did that I was proud of. So make sure you find at least that one thing. Write it down and give yourself that positive feedback just like you would your teammates. There is no harm in telling yourself that you did a good job. So take those moments to pat yourself on the back and give yourself that encouragement that you've earned and you deserve. I know this episode is a quick recap episode. However, I do want to give you a heads up that starting next week, I am planning to reread the entire WFTDA rulebook cover to cover. So if you have a long drive to work and you'd like to listen to the rules and the updates, hey, follow Derby from the Balcony. I'll read those rules to you. I don't know about you all, but I definitely retain better when I can hear it and read it. So you can read it and follow along. You can listen while you're driving. And if there's other roller derby documents that you would like me to read as well, just send me a message. I'd be happy to. I'm going to wrap up this episode once again saying thank you to everybody who has brought skating to folks in the derby community or the public community this past week. Skating it out is so helpful and so therapeutic for so many. I just want to say thank you on behalf of everybody for bringing more skating to the state of Michigan. I look forward to seeing you all on the road. I'm not quite sure where I'll be yet, if I'll be volunteering or cheering or announcing, but I will definitely be there cheering on my bestie Dez in her first rostered game with Traverse City Roller Derby. Everybody give Dez a little clap. Congratulations, Dez. I am so frickin' proud of you. On that note, I'm going to head out and go strap on my skates and pull my kid away from the video games and have him skate with me in the driveway. Until we talk next time, take care.